The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Bit of a disappointment here this morning, and it's not super bad news by any stretch of the imagination. The very popular Holiday Express at Pullen Park has been canceled this year. The problem? Not enough people to run the event. The Parks Department cited a lack of staffing required to run the annual event. Raleigh Parks Director Oscar Carmona said, "The department requires 80 people to run the event with a combination of staff and volunteers." Another reason that's been pointed to is the Great Resignation taking place across the nation as people leave jobs and openings aren't filled. One reason why: people want to be paid more. The pay scale for Raleigh Parks and Recreation ranges from $8 to $12 an hour, depending on the position. The Holiday Express usually takes over Pullen Park for multiple days each December, with visits with Santa, train and carousel rides, crafts, Christmas music, and much more. The popular family-friendly event, which can sell out thousands of tickets in just under an hour, didn't take place in 2020 due to COVID-19. In a statement, parks officials said, "This event requires an incredible number of staff and volunteers to run successfully. Unfortunately, we are not at a staffing level this year to provide our guests with an exceptional experience." Fans of the circus might be in for some nostalgia. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus might be coming back, but without animal acts. An announcement is expected sometime next year. Hard to believe it's been 4 years since the greatest show on earth shut down. The three-ring circus shut down in May 2017 after a 146-year run. Costly court battles with animal rights activists led circus officials to end elephant acts in 2016. Without the elephants, ticket sales declined. Officials also blamed increased railroad costs and the rise of online games and videos, which made the greatest show on earth not seem that great anymore. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, which was behind many of the protests, said it is thrilled with the concept of a circus without animal acts. All right, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The number there is 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 unless noted. Thursday, November 4th, the Second City. Second City has been the world's first name in laughter for more than 60 years. Come join the next generation of comedy superstars as they mash up Second City's greatest hits and brand new material. Sunday, November 7th, it is Drew Lynch. "Do something every day that scares you" is a motto Drew lives by. In 2015, Drew Lynch captured the hearts of America with his golden buzzer performance on season 10 of America's Got Talent. "The person I was before would probably never hang out with who I am today" is the statement that resonated most in capturing audiences across the country. Thursday, November 11th, it's Together in Concert with Mary Chapin Carpenter, Mark Cohen, and Sean Colvin, with hits like Passionate Kisses and He Thinks He'll Keep Her. Mary Chapin Carpenter has won 5 Grammy Awards, 2 CMA Awards, 2 Academy of Country Music Awards, and is one of only 15 female members of the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. After winning a Grammy for his soulful ballad Walking in Memphis, Mark Cohn solidified his place as one of this generation's most compelling singer-songwriters, combining the precision of a brilliant tunesmith with the passion of a great soul man. And John Colvin won her first Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Folk Album with her debut album, Steady On. She has been a mainstay of the singer-songwriter genre ever since, releasing 13 albums. That's Together in Concert, Thursday, November 11th. Saturday, November 13th, Kamara Thomas. Thomas will perform original songs and covers that explore and illuminate the storytelling in songs. Saturday and Sunday, November 13 and 14, is the last podcast on the left. Mama Mia, Here We Go Again tour. Thursday, November 18th, Ladisi, the wild card tour. 2021 Grammy winner Ladisi is a 13-time Grammy-nominated powerhouse vocalist with a career spanning almost two decades. Saturday, November 20th, Jax Films presents Yay! Live, Live, Yesterday I Ask You. Of course, that's Jack Douglas. Sunday, November 21st, Chris Thiele, MacArthur Fellow and Grammy Award-winning mandolinist, singer, and songwriter. Chris Thiele, who The Guardian calls that rare being, all-around musician, who can settle into any style from bluegrass to classical. Tuesday, November 23rd at Carolina Theater, Jake Shimabukuro, Christmas in Hawaii. Thursday and Friday, December 2nd and 3rd, Old Crow Medicine Show. Saturday, December 4th, Charles Petty, part of the Family Saturday Series. Saturday, December 4th as well, the Fab Four. The Charles Petty show, by the way, is at 11 a.m. Fab Four, the Ultimate Beatles Tribute. Again, that's Saturday, December 4th at Carolina Theater. Sunday, December 5th, Chris Botti. Chris is the largest selling American instrumentalist artist. Saturday, December 18th, it's Ronnie Chang, the Hope You Get Rich Tour. Tuesday, December 21st, Drew and Ellie Holcomb's Neighborly Christmas. Thursday, December 23rd, Murray and Peter present a Drag Queen Christmas. The Carolina Theater schedule currently picks back up in January with Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. Let's move on to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Wednesday, November 3rd, Noon Tunes with Emily Mussolino. Friday, November 5th, Friday Favorites, the Firebird. It's North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. Friday and Saturday, November 5 and 6, again, the Firebird with the North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, November 5th through Sunday, November 14th, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. This from the North Carolina Theater at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, November 6th, it is Ben Folds at Memorial Auditorium. Wednesday, November 10th, Noon Tunes again, Noah Moses. Saturday, November 13th, Raleigh R&B Music Explosion at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, November 14th, from the North Carolina Opera, it's Fidelio. Sunday, November 14th as well, Christine DiClario, Ostapada Vertur. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts also, Thursday through Sunday, November 18th through the 21st, Unique Departures, Innovative Variations. This is from Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday and Friday, November 19th and 20th, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 6 from the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Thursday and Friday, November 19th and 20th as well, Carolina Youth Ballet Nutcracker. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, November 26th, a family holiday concert, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, November 26th as well, Holiday in Rapture 2, A Little Bit of Soul and Laughter, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday through Sunday, November 26th through the 28th, Champions of Magic, the Worldwide Wonders Tour. Friday, December 3rd at noon, it's Friday Favorites, Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 from the North Carolina Symphony. Then Friday and Saturday, December 3rd and 4th, it's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 once again, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, December 4th, Nutcracker with a Twist. This is a holiday performance presented by Dance Art Studio. This version is a spin on the classical ballet, The Nutcracker. Sunday, December 5th, Tamala Mann, a Night of Healing Gospel Concert at Memorial Auditorium. And Thursday through Sunday, December 9th through the 12th, Ira David Wood III's A Christmas Carol. And a reminder, you might want to jump on the tickets in a hurry. This event usually sells out. All right, Carolina Performing Arts. Thursday, November 4th, The Spark with Tiff Merritt featuring Toshi Ragon. This is a virtual event. Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter and UNC alumna Tiff Merritt returns to take us behind the scenes into artist-to-artist video interviews that delve deep into the creative process. Ragon, a Brooklyn-based singer, composer, musician, curator, activist, and producer, led the way for artist residencies at Carolina Performing Arts in 2017 and 2018. Friday, November 5th, Primer for Impossible Conversation. This is a virtual event, an online performance work that examines race, privilege, and science fiction through a vulnerable, serious, sometimes humorous conversation. December 2nd through the 17th, Atmospheric Memory. Inspired by computing pioneer Charles Babbage's proposal that the atmosphere is a vast library recording everything we say. That's at Memorial Hall. Also at Carolina Performing Arts, Friday through Sunday, January 21st through the 23rd, 600 Highwaymen. 1,000 Ways, this is part three, a revival of collective assembly, a performance enacted entirely by the attending audience. This is an invitation to feel what it's like to experience common space again and how to come together in a new way. This is at Current Art Space and Studio. Duke Performances. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Phone number there, 919-680-3356. Friday, November 5th, it is In Conversation with Chris Pattershall and Anthony Kelly. Grammy-nominated pianist Chris Pattershall joins Duke music professor Anthony Kelly for conversation about Pattershall's decades-long exploration of Mary Lou Williams's Zodiac Suite. This is at Rubenstein Arts Center at noon. It is free and open to the public. Then Friday and Saturday, November 5 and 6, Chris Pattershall at Zodiac. In 1945, Mary Lou Williams turned toward the stars with the landmark Zodiac Suite, a constellation of jazz tone poems inspired by the astrological signs of her musical contemporaries. their boundary-breaking stylistic intertwining, tilting from blues to early swing to jagged jazz harmony. This is at Rubenstein Arts Center. Saturday, November 6th at Baldwin Auditorium, Chompy Quartet. Thursday, November 11th, Kahan Kolhor, this three-time Grammy nominee, is an internationally acclaimed virtuoso on what's called the Little Bow. That's a translation because the full name is, and I don't know if I'm going to get this, Comanche. Anyway, the translation is Little Bow, a bowed string instrument with a thousand-year history. That's at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, November 13th, Schumann Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, December 4th, Christina and Michelle Naughton, the piano duo. The first piano duo in history to receive Lincoln Center's Avery Fisher Career Grant. Okay, some comedy. Raleigh Improv, Parkside Main Street, Cary, 919-589-8558. Wednesday, November 3rd, Gabriel Iglesias. Gabriel developed a strong sense of humor during his childhood to deal with the obstacles he faced. In 1997, he set out to hone his comedic skills and perform stand-up anywhere he could find an audience. Anything from biker bars and hole-in-the-wall joints. Gabriel's stand-up comedy is a mixture of storytelling, parodies, characters, and sound effects that bring his personal experiences to life. That's Gabriel Iglesias, Wednesday, November 3rd at Raleigh Improv. Then Friday through Sunday, November 5 through 7, Desi Banks. An actor, comedian, and cultural influencer, Desi has over 4 million followers on Instagram and is known for his hilariously relatable digital sketches featuring popular characters Parlay, Lil Johnny, and Grandma Reese. Friday through Sunday, November 12th through the 14th, Harland Williams. A comedian and actor, Harland is known the world over for his hilarious movie roles and outlandish stand-up and sketch comedy routines. From his unforgettable roles in films such as Dumb and Dumber, Something About Mary, Half-Baked, Rocket Man, Sorority Boys, Down Periscope, and so many more. Friday through Sunday, November 19th through the 21st, Pete Lee. Friday through Sunday, November 26th through the 28th, Godfrey. Thursday, December 2nd, Mike Young. Friday through Sunday, December 3rd through the 5th, Angela Johnson. And Thursday, December 9th, Becky Robinson. At Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh, the phone number 919-828-5233. Tuesday, November 2nd, Michael Blostein. Michael is an internationally touring headlining comedian, accomplished actor, and award-winning writer. He co-hosts a very popular podcast called Stiff Socks with comedian Trevor Wallace. Thursday, November 4th at Goodnight's, Christina P., a stand-up comedian, writer, TV personality, and podcast host. She has two Netflix specials, The Degenerates and Christina P., Mother Inferior. Friday through Sunday, November 5 through 7, Hannah Berner. Hannah grew up playing competitive tennis professionally, and for the University of Wisconsin, she emerged on the comedy scene by directing, editing, and acting in videos on Instagram and writing viral tweets. Friday and Saturday, November 5 and 6, Mike Kaplan. He has been seen on The Tonight Show, Conan, The Late Show with David Letterman, Late Night with Seth Meyers. In his own half-hour Comedy Central Presents special, and in his own one-hour special on Amazon, Small, Dork, and Handsome. Monday through Wednesday, November 8th through the 10th, Curtis Connor. All shows are currently sold out. Thursday through Saturday, November 11th through the 13th, Jordan Rock. Friday and Saturday, November 12 and 13, Isabel Hagen. Sunday, November 14th, Mick Foley. It's his Nice Day Tour. Rounding out the month of November, Jason Mewes, 18th through the 20th. Reggie Conquest, Upstairs at Good Nights, the 19th and 20th. And Billy Wayne Davis, the 26th and 27th. As with Raleigh Improv at Goodnight's Comedy, all shows are 18-plus, unless noted. Season continues at Raleigh Little Theater, December 3rd through the 19th. It's Cinderella 2021. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step relatives, and, of course, resourceful fairy folk. And the season for Raleigh Little Theater picks back up in February with Pride and Prejudice. In March, it's Junie B. Jones is Not a Crook. And in June, In the Heights from Lin-Manuel Miranda. Okay, at Booth Amphitheater in Cary, the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival returns to Booth Amphitheater for its fifth year. It starts November 19th and runs through January 9th, featuring all new displays and enhanced programming. They now have a number of ticketing options, which can be found on the Booth Amphitheater website. The North Carolina Lantern Festival also has lesson plans available for grades K through 5. You can download the lesson plans at boothamphitheater.com. The downloadable files require Microsoft PowerPoint. And once again, more information about the festival and ticket prices available on their website. All right, checking out the local clubs, let's start with the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, November 5th, San Halo, BBUOK Tour. Sunday, November 7th, Cafe Tacvaba, USA Tour 2021. Tuesday, November 9th, Chevelle at 7:30. Wednesday, November 10th, Matt Kearney. Friday, November 12th, Mago de Oz. Tuesday, November 16th, Shaky Graves was here. Wednesday, November 17th, Jelly Roll, Work in Progress, U.S. Tour. Thursday, November 18th, Sullivan King, Loud and Reckless Tour. Friday, November 19th, Andrew McMahon, Three Pianos Tour at 7:30. And Saturday, November 20th, Kip Moore, How High Tour 2021. At the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, Wednesday, November 3rd, Lettuce at 8. Friday, November 5th, Joe Hero, Tribute to Foo Fighters, with Adhesive, which is an STP tribute. That all starts at 8. Saturday, November 6th, Circles Around the Sun at 9. Wednesday, November 10th, Closey with Of the Trees and Trip Street at 9:30. Friday, November 12th, The Breakfast Club at 9. Saturday, November 13th, Cosmic Charlie presents Dark Side of the Dead at 8:30. Thursday, November 18th, Boombox at 9. Friday, November 19th, the Nude Party at 8:30. And Saturday, November 20th, Woolly with William Black, and that concert starts at 9:30. Now on to the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blount Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. Okay, Tuesday, November 2nd, Nordista Freeze with Ray Gun Superstar and VersaVice. Wednesday, November 3rd, SK the Novelist, Convo, Thiago, Lord D. Rock, and DJ Iron Mike. Thursday, November 9th. Thursday, November 4th. I tried to move it up too quick. Don't want to leave anybody out. Caitlin Smith at 8 o'clock. Then on Friday, November 5th, Zephranthes with Augers and Bangs. Saturday, November 6th, The Bleeding Hearts with the Girls and the Eyebrows. Sunday, November 7th, Oberlin with Galloway and Forteza at 8. Monday, November 8th, it's Watkins. Wednesday, November 10th, Cardinal Fang with Erlene at 8 o'clock. Thursday, November 11th, Mike Pinto with Zach Fowler of Sun-Dried Vibes. Friday, November 12th, Smoke DZA with Shame Gang, Les the Genius, Swank and Draft, and DJ Flash. Saturday, November 13th, Litz. Monday, November 15th, it's Kevin Ross with Lyric Jones. That show starts at 8. Tuesday, November 16th, Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band with Eddie 95, I guess, at 8 o'clock. Thursday, November 18th, Tropodelic with Bumpin' Uglies with the Reese Brothers live album recording. That starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, November 19th, John Papa Gross. And finally, Saturday, November 20th, Runaway Gin, a tribute to Phish. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.